Even there was a textbook when I was in graduate school that had a chapter on paranoia, a chapter on schizophrenia, a chapter on depression, a chapter on old age. I mean, it was like right in there in the mix with psychopathology. I was being trained as a clinician, and then also at the time, which I now in hindsight see as a huge problem with the field, and it was pervasive, was if you wanted to study children, you'd go to a school. If you wanted to study old people, you'd go to a nursing home and recruit them. Of course, 5% of elderly people live in a nursing home. It's not typical of the population, and they are the sickest, most impaired people. So I think that's in part why this literature on aging historically looked so pathological, because we were studying minority of people and the sickest psychologically and physically of older adults without any recognition that we were biasing the science at the time. But I continued to see clients for 20 years, and I worked at over 60 health centers that serves the poor elderly in Berkeley and Oakland. I did that for 20 years after I came to Stanford. One day a week at first, and then I cut back on it over time. But I got to know an awful lot of people over the years that I've always been grateful for, because I feel like I was able to get to know people who are old, as opposed to just run them through a study or a paradigm or something. And I'm sure it changed how I think about aging, and don't just think about it as deficits and decrements and cognitive impairments.